None of these statements have been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. Hi, this is Thomas. Welcome to The Deets, where we dive into the details of Sizzle's product lineups. Enjoy! Hey everybody, welcome to The Deets, episode 4. We're going to be going over Sizzle Thin. And today we brought on one of the masterminds. Him and my father came up with this concept. They tried it. They tested it. He's kind of the go-to man with all the knowledge behind this product. And Jason?
Hey, Thomas. Thanks for having me on The Deets. We've got a lot of deets to cover today. So let's get to it.
For those of you who know Jason, Jason has a joke for everything, and he remembers all of his jokes. He's quite the comedian.
Yeah, well, now you're putting me on the spot, so the turtle is going to put his head back in the shell. I can't be funny on demand. It has to come naturally.
Okay, all right. I won't put you on the spot. So diving into the details of Sizzle Thin, I thought if we kind of did a questionnaire, you came up with a lot of the marketing behind it. You're literally Sizzle's guinea pig. Any new product, any concept, you always volunteer to try it.
That's right. I drink all the window cleaners, anything else you guys have that you want me to try.
Sizzle strong.
I actually like that because I love supplements, been raised on supplements. So I'm pretty dialed into nutrition on my body. So I like trying the different things and, dialing in the products that we put together. And so, yeah, it's awesome. I actually really enjoy it.
Well, and this one was a big success, right?
It's always good when it's success. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So kind of what was the inspiration behind it? Kind of what was this history? What were you and my dad thinking about?
Yeah. So, I'm coming up on 3 years and I've heard Tom Jr. talk about, we need a weight loss product. We need a weight loss product. Right. So he's been talking about it for some time and I know he kind of had been doing some of his own research. And so about a year ago, actually, things kind of came to a bit of a head in one of our discussions, and we kind of compared notes about what could be the most effective weight loss system. We knew that it couldn't just be, well, you just take this pill and everything's going to be magic. We knew it had to be accompanied with an actual diet modification, right? So that's the most successful, is when you have the two. And so we got talking about beta-hydroxybutyrates, or BHBs. And, Tom had done some research on it. I had kind of been looking at it as well, because the funny thing is I was really excited about doing a weight loss product because I was experiencing a plateau myself. And so I was like, man, I need something to help me break through this plateau. And so the more we learned about BHBs, and these BHBs, so it's a form of calcium, magnesium, and sodium. And these BHBs are actually produced in the body naturally in the liver, but usually not in the amount that that can actually affect your diet or your cravings. And so we reasoned that if we supplemented the body with these BHBs, then we could get into ketosis faster. And then ketosis, of course, probably be your next question. Mm-hmm. So ketosis is when it's a metabolic state whereby the body burns fat in the liver instead of just burning carbohydrates and protein that gets turned into glucose, and it doesn't quite last as long. And so your body's always craving more carbs and more sugar and that sort of thing. And again, protein's not all bad, but it's not something that you can have a sustained metabolism on. So we really want to get into ketosis. And so we said, well, what happens if we, people, you guys have heard of keto before, right? It's the high-fat diet, low-carb, somewhat low-protein. But it can take people a long time to get into ketosis, right? Sometimes weeks. And, you get the keto flu, which sometimes you can actually feel a little bit like flu-like symptoms, or you might be, hungry, or you might have a headache, or you might feel tired. So we said, well, what happens if we supplement these BHBs? And so, sure enough, I tried it. And initially, I was really, really impressed. I've tried a lot of diet things over the years. I've been in this industry for about 24 years. And what happened was I noticed I took it on a Saturday, and I took it first thing in the morning. And my Saturdays are really busy. I'm always doing a bunch of stuff. But I noticed by 2 o'clock, it wasn't until 2 that I was like kind of ready to eat, which I thought was surprising. So I thought, well, that was a fluke. So the next day, Sunday, I did the same thing, took it first thing in the morning. Sure enough, I didn't really have a desire to eat until, you know, 2 in the afternoon. So I lost a couple of pounds over the weekend, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. So I went back and talked to Tom about it. And we said, okay, we might be onto something. What would happen if we added, you know, our flagship ingredient, flagship product being fucoidin, if we added fucoxanthin, which is a derivative of fucoidin, and that actually helps free fat to be burned, right? It's a thermogenic ingredient. And then Tom took it a step further and said, well, you know, when people are dieting, they kind of get stressed out and cortisol levels spike. And so that causes us to eat more. We stress eat. And so he said, let's add some ashwagandha, which is plentiful in our Avenger. Mm-hmm. So between all of those ingredients, you know, we tested it. I lost a bunch of weight. He lost a bunch of weight. And we knew we were onto something. And so I was really, really excited because it was something that I was actually struggling with at the time. It's not often you get to work on developing a product that is actually topical to your life, right? So,
and you're currently using it at the time as you're developing it.
Exactly. So yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm a very visual learner, and when we were kind of preparing for this, he gave me an incredible visual on like a campfire. I think a lot of our listeners would kind of like to hear that example. What's the difference, or what's the burning stages, or burning fat, losing weight? Kind of what was that example that you shared with me?
Yeah, so an easy way to think about it is when you're starting a campfire, you use kindling, right? So kindling would be like your carbohydrates. They burn up really quickly. So you're talking about breads, you know, sodas, baked goods.
Candy bars.
We love candy bars, but they don't keep us warm at night. So you do need that kindling to some extent, but it does burn really quickly, and then you're done. And a lot of times you'll crash. And so you can't sustain a diet of just this kindling, right? Just like you can't sustain a fire with just kindling. So the next best thing would be protein. Right? So protein acts a little bit more like wood if we continue to use the fire analogy. So wood burns a little bit slower. It produces a decent amount of heat, but also is not going to keep us warm throughout the night. So your proteins would be things like, you know, fish, cheese, right? So you do need proteins, but you can't exist on a diet of just protein. Now, where the money's at is for a campfire, and you know this as a hunter, right? Mm-hmm. You want those coals, and it's consistent heat, it's hot, it lasts a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. So if you can get into that, you're talking coals would be your fats, right? So you're talking avocados, bacon, butter, healthy fats, right? Not just garbage fats, so the healthy fat. Then the body begins to burn that fat and produces ketones. So instead of glucose, your body's fueled with ketones, which are a much cleaner source of energy. Ketones also really help with brain fog. And so, you know, when you're burning ketones, you have accelerated weight loss, you have stimulant-free natural energy, improved cognitive function, so the mental clarity, the focus. Your appetite is diminished because your body's getting what it needs and it's not peaking and crashing all day long. And then ketones also help with improved athletic performance.
Yeah. Well, man, that's interesting. You know, people like me, you know, I have a little extra storage, you could say. So I'm always trying to burn that storage without adding to that storage. By storage, I mean fat. So I do have a little extra of that.
That's baby weight, Thomas.
I know. It's baby weight. 29 years old, I'm still waiting for it to go away by itself. But no, it's interesting to me because, you know, me particularly, I'm not looking to burn. I'm not looking to drop in weight. I'm obviously wanting to put more weight on as I'm more in a weightlifting scenario. But, you know, I get asked constantly, what if I'm not looking to lose weight? How is this applicable to me? I'm not looking to lose weight, or I've already hit my weight goal. Do I need to continue to use it? And what would you say to those people?
Well, I would say exactly what's happened to me, right? So in the first, so over the course from last year around this time, it took me about 2 months. And within 2 months, I dropped about, from my heaviest point, I dropped 27 pounds. And so I was like, I could not have been happier, right? I used to be a Ironman athlete, and I kind of thought, well, I guess those days are over, and I'm getting, you know, I'm getting closer to 50, so maybe I should just call it good and have the like advanced dad bod, right? But I wasn't happy with that. I still
hey, dad
wanted
dad bods are cool.
No doubt, no doubt. But maybe not on this side of the booth. But yeah, so I still wanted to be able to race. I still wanted to be able to go out and run. I've got kids, you know. I wanted to be able to, you know, be active, and we love Utah. We love being outside. So once I lost that weight, I kept taking Sizzle Thin, and I still have to this day. In fact, I just took one before this podcast.
Me too.
because I, you know, right around the times when I kind of get a little bit the munchies. So long story short, I loved the clean energy. So even though I'm at my weight loss goal, maybe even a little below, I just like not having the brain fog. I like not being tired at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I love the focus and the clarity. And that's what I tell people most of all is, you know, you want to keep that good fuel source, right? That slow burn, you know, even if you've hit your weight loss goals. And again, with Sizzle Thin, you know, you can take two capsules, you can take one. Sometimes, you know, when I start out in the morning, I like to take two. And then I just kind of see how I feel throughout the day. But I definitely always take it three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So
what would you recommend? All right. So right now we're looking at an 18-year-old, pretty fit kid. What are you going to tell him? Why should he take this product? Why is it applicable to him?
Well, again, you know, I think kids now more than ever need that mental focus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, instead of crushing an energy drink like we're seeing kids as young as 18, not that we necessarily talk a lot about our supplements being for kids. I mean, 18 considered adult, right? But part of the reason I do it is because I don't want to be drinking a lot of caffeine. Mm-hmm. I want that natural, healthy energy source. So that's what I would say. You know, it's gonna that mental clarity piece is huge, right? So that's, you know, get away from too much caffeine. And again, mm-hmm. the caffeine's just gonna peak and crash and peak and crash. I mean, if that's all you're taking, obviously we've got a great product that. You know, we have products that have caffeine in them, and there's a time and a place for those.
Hey, you don't want to be dependent on caffeine, because what do they call it, fatigue?
Yeah, adrenal fatigue. Your adrenals will get shot, and it's just not something that can be sustained. So, yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of people, especially in today's stresses, and a lot of people are at home a lot more often now. I think that mental fog is, you know, it's a real beast that we have to conquer every single day, and I can feel it as I've started this here recently, the Sizzle Thin, I can feel a difference. I definitely feel my mental clarity. I definitely feel like I'm understanding and able to follow through and keep on task. I don't have the mind drifts as often either.
Well, and that's, you know, that's a really critical piece too, is the diet aspect. Like we know, you know, your dad will say he doesn't necessarily do a keto diet, mm-hmm. but yet he was still able to lose weight with this product because it just kept his cravings in check. So he didn't quite have the appetite. So, you know, even for me too, I really like where I'm at. And, mm-hmm. and for me to even go 1 or 2 pounds over, I don't like that. I feel it. So I really want to stay dialed. And that's why I will continue to take this product, especially, you know, just recently I fell out of ketosis. You know, we had some treats in the house. We had a birthday going on. We had a lot of junk, and I went for it. And so I quickly, over the course of a weekend, put on, you know, 2-3 pounds, and I just didn't feel, you know, I had fog. I was just not, I didn't have the energy. I went to the gym and I was kind of dogging it a little bit. So I, you know, doubled down. I was taking, you know, two Sizzle Thin before every meal. And I went back to the diet because the diet is so, so critical to being successful. You don't need the diet necessarily to still have benefit from this product. But man, when you couple this product with diet, you just feel amazing. In fact, I'm reading a book right now called The Brain Fog Fix. And it talks all about, you know, what happens when our body can convert the right kind of fuel. and what happens when it has the wrong kind of fuel. And even just diet alone can help with brain fog. Mm-hmm. So we know that. So you couple it with this Sizzle Thin product, and man, I don't ever want to go back. I could remember where my keys are. I know my kids' names.
I remember where I parked.
I know where I parked. It's awesome. So
no, and I think honestly, I've been Sizzle for a long time, specifically in the operations department. But this is single-handedly one of our very best product launches. What are you hearing from the field, and where do you see this going?
Well, you know, it's been incredible to be a part of this, and you know, I got to give kudos to your dad for having the insight to want to make sure that we started this year with a weight loss product, something that he's been wanting to do for a very long time. It's been cool to see him benefit from it as well. And yeah, I mean, really looking at how people have reacted. Of course, we did the contest and we did the challenge, and you know, people have lost thousands of pounds with this product. And I love seeing that aspect of it, and people getting their life back and the before and after pictures. That's was super rewarding for us as a marketing team to see how people responded to also the pieces that we put out to help people, you know, get trained about this, to be able to talk about it. So yeah, I mean, feedback has been incredible. I just think one of the challenge that we have now that a lot of our folks have lost the weight is to help them understand now is not the time to put the product on the shelf. You still benefit from this product. And like I said, it'll help you maintain your weight. And then again, with the mental clarity, you don't want to go back to that. You know, I did it for a few days and I was like, I don't like this. I just feel lighter. I just have this energy, and then I noticed too, for me, this is just me talking, I noticed when I'm in that state of ketosis and, you know, using this correct fuel, my body is much more efficient at absorbing all the other supplements that I take from mm-hmm. Sizzle, right? Which is a lot. I take a lot because I'm trying to get back into that.
Second breakfast.
It's second breakfast, yeah. I mean, it's just a giant wad, a baseball-sized thing in my gut of supplements. But no, I love it, and I actually really do notice that. So yeah, what I've heard from the field is, you know, they love it. And if you haven't tried it, get on it. If you have tried it, stay on it.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people, and I've read a lot of this about the ketosis diet, is a lot of people are really worried about the relapse. They're worried about bouncing back, that their body's going to call for those, and that they'll be heavier than when they started, mm-hmm. which is why it's a key component to stay on this, right?
Correct.
It helps maintain your diet. I get the midnight munchies. 9:30 rolls around, 10 o'clock rolls around. I want a bowl of cereal. I want to have a candy bar.
So
I want
fun.
To have cookies. Something sweet. Cookies.
Cookies. I
gotta
have cookies.
Nothing with protein. Anything with sugar just sounds delicious, right? And so that's a key component to me over this last couple weeks as I'm kind of starting to jump into, I'm ready to start cutting. I'm ready to start dropping some of that extra storage that I have. And I refuse to call it fat, but it's storage to me.
Well,
it feels better that way.
I'm glad you said that, because that is exactly. So what I'll do is I will take maybe one capsule before I go home mm-hmm. from work, and then I'll have a dinner. And again, that capsule, you take it 30 minutes beforehand, and it just takes the edge off your craving, so you won't eat quite as much. And then right around 7 o'clock is when I'll take another, so I don't get those wicked munchies. Because I started laughing because I love a bowl of cereal, I love a chocolate bar. I mean, before this diet, I was crushing a candy bar or cookies. You know,
5 cookies I think is what you were saying.
At minimum daily intake. You know, the body needs a certain amount of cookies to survive. But
and chocolate.
Yeah, no, but it really does better without the cookies. So yeah, it's I just can't imagine me. Of almost all of our products, this is one that I just can't imagine going on a vacation and not taking with me.
So is that how you recommend people taking it? Taking, you know, 3 is the recommended, right?
Well, yeah, and it really just depends. What we said when we first launched this product was at least for the first week to 10 days, take two before every meal. And that'll help you get into ketosis faster. And then at that point, you can just kind of do a maintenance amount, and you'll get to a point, this is like me, I get to a point where I can just feel, I can just tell, like, okay, I'm gonna have the mad munchies, I'm gonna take 2, or you know what, I'm okay, I'm gonna skip one for this next this next meal. So yeah, you just you listen to your body. I mean, honestly, I think that's a critical piece. I think when you remove the fog of carbs and excess protein, you really do get dialed into what your body is telling you. And that's the analogy that I would use. You know, I can hear what my body is saying to me. When you're just pounding carbs all the time, it's like, you know, insulation. It's like putting headphones on. And you can't really tell what your body's doing. You just know when your body's like, hey, we're done with this. Let's go have a sit down on the toilet for a little while, or let's go, you know, let's go be fatigued or whatever it is, right?
You're going to take a nap now.
So, yeah, I think with being in, you know, taking this product, it helps you listen to your body. I just kind of thought about that for the first time, but I like that because that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, and it's important. It's been life-changing to so many people. I'm starting to experience it. You've experienced it. My dad's experienced it. A lot of people around the office have experienced it, and it was an overwhelming success and continues to be a success as we're going to other markets with it and crushing it there as well.
Yeah, it's been one of my favorite products that I've ever been involved with, and that's saying something. So,
well, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Deets. Jason, you have anything else you want to say?
Stay in school, you guys. I mean it.
Stay in school. It's cool.
Stay in school. No. Yeah. No, I just, thanks for having me on, Thomas.
Absolutely.
I love talking about this kind of stuff. It's my passion. I consider myself to be very blessed to get up and go to work every day and help people live healthier lives and then for myself to live a healthy life. And so I love Sizzle. I love the products. I love the direction we're going in. Get on the train. Get on the Sizzlethin train. It's great. It's fast. We like it.
Well, thank you again. This is by far one of the more fun episodes. I knew it was going to be lighthearted, kind of joking, going into the details of Sizzlethin as you were the guinea pig behind it and had some of the most experience with it. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for being a guest on. We'll have you on, I'm sure, many more times as we cover all the details of our incredible Sizzle product lineup. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see everybody next week.
See ya.